Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Child's pose. Connect your forehead center to the ground. Feel the tops of your feet on the mat. Spread out your fingers. Take some big breath in and out of your nose. And very gently work your way into downward dog. And create your vinyasa practice. Open your two eyes. Focus your two eyes on one physical point. And generate some movement right to left, front to back. And experience your body just as it is this morning. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Straighten your upper leg. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg straight up to the ceiling. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Lift your right leg to the sky. Straight, straight. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the left. Pull your belly up to your spine. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. Walk up to the front of your mat. Bring your feet together. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Bend your knees. Spread your toes across the floor. Take your shoulders to your back. Press your collarbones to the front of the studio. Breathe in. Forward bend. Press your big toe mounds down into the ground. Straighten your legs little by little. Bring your hips forward. Drop your hands to the floor. Ground your feet in the earth. Stand up. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Pull your belly up to your spine. Be conscious in the tips of your toes. The tips of your fingers, roll your baby fingers into the center line. Uddiyana, belly up more. Bring your hands to your heart center. One om. Reach your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Forward bend, breathe out. Flat back, breathe in. High plank. Lift your chin away from your chest, breathe in. Come forward and halfway down, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Create ujjayi breathing. You've been on the mat plenty of times to be responsible for creating your ujjayi breath. I'll tell you, if you do it, your neighbors are going to be inspired to do it too. You don't have to read books or go to seminars to become inspired. Just breathe deep. It'll kickstart your whole life. Breathe in. Breathe out. Be intentional. Get it out. Walk to the front of your mat. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Fold forward. Halfway up. High plank. Down dog. Walk to the front of your mat. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Stretch. Press your feet deeper into the earth. Forward bend. Halfway up. Fold forward. Sweep up. Stretch for your life. Let it feel good. Let it feel good. Some of you look bored right now. Completely like, okay, I'm here. Yeah. No, keep stretching right now. You're in an active pose. Some of you are stagnant and just stiff and rigid. Move. Stretch more. Yeah, bring it to life. That's it. Bow forward. Did you feel the difference there, or is that just me? Halfway up. High plank. Chaturanga. Got to bring some enthusiasm to your practice, or it will be absent. Upward dog. You even have to be enthused about chaturanga. You have to be. Down dog. High plank. Let's see if you learned your lesson, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in, breathe out, walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up, forward bend. Sweep up with some enthusiasm. Come on, love this stretch, love it. Bow forward. Halfway up, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Now bring enthusiasm to your ujjayi breath. Bring the effort to it. It's not effortless breathing. No way. It's the same thing as doing bicep curls. That type of effort, but breathing. That's how it feels in the beginning. It takes strong effort to breathe ujjayi. Breathe in. Breathe out. Uddiyana. Pull your belly to your spine. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up, forward bend. With enthusiasm, Utkatasana. I get to discriminate right now. What's an enthusiastic Utkatasana and what's not an enthusiastic Utkatasana? Breathe in, breathe out. Inhale, sit 6.5 inches closer to the mat. Bow forward. Long spine. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Guess what I'm going to say right now? Enthusiastically. Enthusiasm has a color, and it's transmitted. It has a feeling, too. Spread out your fingers. Activate your toes. And squeeze your back leg. So come into your core, your center. Keep your eyes clear. Your physical core, Uddiyana, belly to your spine. Enthusiasm in your arms. What's that feel like? Enthusiasm in your arms? Different than intention without enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Enthusiastic. Huge breath in, low plank, upward dog, Down dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. Huge breath in, low plank, upward dog. Down dog. Bring awakening. Yoga poses don't wake you up. You wake up and bring life to yoga poses. Bring it, breathe in, breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up, forward bend. Thunderbolt, bow forward. Halfway up, chaturanga, upward dog. Down dog, right side warrior one. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog, left side warrior one. Bring your awakening intention to it. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in, breathe out, walk or spring forward. Halfway up, forward bend, thunderbolt, practice like you love it, like you love it. Bow forward, halfway up, chaturanga, be complete with your poses to up dog, full, down dog, right side warrior one, savor it, love the peak of each pose, chaturanga. Upward dog, down dog, left side warrior one, full, fill the space, and then there's timelessness, chaturanga, come on, take the lid off, take it off, up dog, keep filling the space, stretch your body, down dog, come on, I know you love your practice, I can't tell you love your practice by watching you practice, you see great artists do their work, you can tell they love their work, come on, bring it. It's got to be now, today. You're ready now. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up, forward bend. Thunderbolt, and you complete your sun B. And bring your love. Bring everything you got, your whole life, to create in each space with greatness. Fill each space with intention, with the work of excellence, being complete, and full, and not rushing. Know when you're rushing, and it's usually through the transitions from the peak of the pose to the beginning of the next pose. Okay, five more breaths, and then you do another sun B, and we'll meet in down dog. And make your body sweat on this one. You could do 10 sun salutation Bs, and just break a little sweat. Or you could do three or four, and it's like the faucet got turned on. Yogi toes almost drenched at that point. It's through intention and care and being deliberate. You got to be deliberate in the beginning if you want to generate flow. There's got to be intention in your physical practice to have a physical breakthrough. Or you're just going to go through the mechanics and experience yesterday's practice. No rushing. And no postponing getting into the next pose. Feel it, a continuity. Things are coming together. Breaking down and coming together at the same time. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here. This is a good space to study. Or flip over. Just make sure your space is a space where you're coming to your senses rather than not having sense. Look through your two eyes. Press down into your lower hand. Press through your two feet. Right hand to the sky, high plank. Heels to the right, left arm to the sky. Now a Vashisthasana with enthusiasm in the thighs and your upper arm muscles, in the tips of your fingers, in the tips of your toes. Different without the intention of enthusiasm. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the right. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Focus your eyes. Be in action. In action. Five more counts. Lift the front of your back thigh away from the mat. Squeeze your back leg straight. Ground the four corners of your front foot on the mat. Breathe in. Breathe out. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Be enthusiastic about recreating your foundation. Half bind. So when I say be enthusiastic about recreating your foundation, maybe just take a look at your feet. So some of you have been practicing for a while and you're not responsible for your feet. After years of practice, you don't see your feet still. You think you see your feet, but that's the issue, is that you think it. So you have to see it and make it a physical experience of your brain meeting your feet and then having the intention and executing the intention to have your feet in perfect alignment. A few more counts. Do the work. Do the work. Huge breath in. Low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Be mindful of your upper foot and feel it when your upper foot hits the mat. Flip your dog. Feel it. And be sensitive in the skin, the muscles, and the bones of your feet. Press the big toe mounds on the mat and spin your inner ankles to the front of the room. High plank, heels to the left, right arm to the sky. Low plank, up dog, down dog. Left foot forward, crescent lunge, prayer twist. Create enthusiasm in each foot. So before we were relating from foot to foot, creating good space in your foundation. Now create a foundation with each foot. That if one foot was wobbly or unconscious, your other foot is stabilizing you. Stay with your hands in a prayer, straighten your arms. Man, when you're meditating on both feet, foundation's on rock. Breathe in, twist, empty out, warrior two, side angle pose. Make your back foot point to 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Look at it. Look at your back foot. Look at it. Hey, half bind. Check out your back foot. Put your eyes on the inner arch of your back foot and watch the inner arch lift off the mat. See it lift off the mat. Press your outer ankle and your back foot towards the floor. You can keep your drishti on the inner arch of your back foot or renew it. Go back more. Big breath in. High plank. Dolphin plank. Bring your feet together. Make your feet perpendicular to the mat. And a straight line from your heels to the crown of your head. Lift the front edge of your pelvis to your navel. Uddiyana. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. Straighten your upper arm to the front of the studio and flip your upper palm to the floor. Bring your left knee up into your chest and make a square with your left knee and just hold it there. And you don't want to open up your left hip, so you want to keep your left thigh in the same location, almost like if you're in Uttita on your side. Okay, rest your upper leg on your lower leg and revolve it, other side. So upper arm to the front of the room, upper palm faces the mat. Okay. Firm up your left leg, flex your left foot, and bring your right knee up into your chest. So right knee is at 90 degrees. And you see how your left ankle's touching the floor? Now flex your lower foot. Squeeze this. Yeah, is it okay on your upper foot? Okay. Okay, upper leg to your lower leg, dolphin plank. And high plank, down dog. Walk up to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Prayer twist to the right. Create a mental matrix in your feet. Create space for each toe. Sit back into the centers of your heels. Press your palms together. Elevate off the fronts of your thighs. Stay here. Straighten your arms. Be masterful, enthusiastic about creating, recreating, and then sustaining your foundation. It's a muscular meditation at the bottoms of your feet, feeling the muscle work of tapas, sustaining your zeal under pressure, remaining enthusiastic as things come apart. Stay in your fire, stay in your fire, your creation. About 10 more counts. Shape your listening around your breathing. Simple. Engage your bandhas. Mula bandha. Pull your kegel muscles up. Uddiyana bandha. Bring your emphasis to Uddiyana bandha after your out-breath. Bring your chin to your chest. Press the crown of your head forward. Three. Stay. Two. Stay. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Hook your big toes with your peace fingers. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Elbows out to the sides of the room. Lift the back of your thigh bones towards the ceiling. Pull the crown of your head towards the floor. Bend these. Yeah. Straighten your legs little by little. When your chest comes off your thighs, stop there and breathe more. Activate those. Let go of your toes. Crow pose. Chaturanga, up dog, down dog, walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in, forward bend. Thunderbolt, prayer twist to the left. Giant breathing. extraordinary breathing. A shift in your breathing. From belly breathing to creative breathing to ujjayi, enthusiastic, victory breath. It goes in phases. And you'll feel it. You'll feel the call. This is why we hold poses. So you hear the call of the body for more oxygen. It begins to burn at that moment. And this is the practice of tapas. Tapas practice. Generate your fire. More air. And a deeper commitment to your heels. Lift your toes up. Make your toe pads touch the floor. Just enlighten your heels. About 10 more counts. Maybe a little less. Bring your shin bones to the back room. That's it. Now stick your butt out. Press your collarbones forward. Three. Lift your torso off the front of your thighs. Two. Drop your hands to your mat. Gorilla pose. Separate your feet. Walk under your hands. Slide your toes past the crease of your wrists. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Love your hamstrings. Love putting your hamstrings under pressure. Straighten your legs till you feel the call of your legs and transformation. There's a stretch threshold. Hit that. You're either hitting it or you're not. Get there. Go ahead. Lean forward. Lift the back of your thigh bones to the ceiling. Straighten your legs. Straighten your legs. Unless your hamstrings are injured. Straight, straight, straight. No, straight. Straighten your legs. Straight. You're not listening. Straighten your legs. Straight. Straight. Okay. Lean back. Slide your hands up from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet in your mat. Stand up. Sweep your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Eagle pose. Bend your knees. Right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm underneath your left arm. Five. Four. Three. Two. Sweep up. Left side eagle. Can you keep your gaze in practice for the whole equanimity sequence? And see. See. Breathe out. Sweep up. Right side eagle pose. Want to see that one point clearly. Almost as if that point moves closer to you. It does. When you know what you want and you see it clearly, it begins to move towards you. Breathe out. Sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. This is the work of Dharma. First, take care of your physical body. Love every limb. Put consciousness to every digit. Relax your lips. Chin down, engage your bandhas. Love centering. Love the practice of centering. Pull into the center of the midline. The center line. Breathe out. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Dump it out. Standing leg raise, right side. Bring your right knee up to the level of your waist, left hand to your hip. Stay here or straighten your right leg out in front of you. One. Two. Three. Four. Bring your upper leg to the right. Take your gaze to the left. One. Two. Three. Four. Bring your upper leg back to center. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Airplane. No wobbling. C. Be clear. Bring your hands to your heart center. Half moon. Ground your big toe, baby toe mound, your lower foot on your mat. And be mindful that your lower foot's on 12 o'clock, both feet on 12 o'clock. So as you become conscious of your lower foot, that's in your eye shot. You might not be able to see your upper foot, but if you see your lower foot, the experience, the physicalness of your lower foot, your intention of your lower foot, will give you context to experience your upper foot. Stay here or bend your upper knee, half bow. You okay? Come up on your claw on your lower hand. Five. Four. How's that okay? Three. Kick your upper shin. Look over your upper shoulder. Two. Ragdoll. Nice job. Drop your hands to the floor. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet in the earth. Stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty. Standing leg raise. Left side. One. Two. Three. Four. Take your upper leg to the left. Gaze to the right. Relax your lips. Center. Straighten your arms vertically. Breathe in. Airplane. Super conscious of your hands and your feet. From your core, through your arms to your hands, from your core, through your legs to your feet. Bring your hands to your heart center, half moon. Let the moon be revealed over time. Switch hands. Be intentional with your feet. Look at your lower foot. So 12 o'clock on your feet. So some of you are not conscious. I'm saying be conscious of your feet, and you're not conscious of your feet. This is what you have eyes for. To look and to see. Stay here or bend your upper knee, half bow. Get in there. Get in there. No, no. Get up. Get up. Get up and do the work. Do it. Do it. Let it burn. Five. Four. Three. Beautiful. Two. Ragdoll. Put your hands on your mat. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling. Anjali, hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Empty out. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Right foot to your left inner thigh. Just meditate. One point. Buddha refers to meditation as awareness plus love. Awareness. Where does awareness begin? The physical body, or there's no awareness, no self-awareness. Not self-consciousness, self-awareness, the ability to see oneself. Not as a concept, to see the physical body, its relationship to space. To feel the physical body's relationship to gravity, to feel the existence of the flesh and bone. Simple. Pull your belly to your spine. Engage your bandhas. Mula bandha. Uddiyana bandha. When I study. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe, breathe, life breathing, victory breath, different than survival breath, different. And what a shift right now, just like that. That's your power, to shift right now. That's power. Not to shift someday, to shift right now. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Switch legs. Balance in your right leg, left foot to your right inner thigh. Hands to your heart center. So self-aware. You can see yourself move right into the pose or postpone getting into the pose. You can see yourself. So be self-aware. Is it wrong or right? No, it's just to see. To see what is so. To see what is so. And then, so what? To see what is so. So what? No judgment. Bring love. Got a culture, love. Got a culture remembering what you're here for. Remember why you get onto your yoga mat. Because when you forget, the practice is to remember. That's what you need love for. Because usually when you forget, you'll be like, I'm not good enough. I dropped the ball again. This isn't for me. No, love that you forgot. Just start over. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. And see, that's loving. You can tell if someone's really seeing you when they're with you, or someone's really listening to you. Love, it's palpable. You can feel it in the air. It can shift the whole room. When someone walks in with intention to bring love, to be self-aware, and then to bring love, stretch your fingers. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Walk up to the front of your mat. Press your feet in the floor. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Now this is the pose to practice enthusiasm. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. Now, you can get alignment and triangle pose for the rest of your life and never get the glow or the transformative energy that's right under the surface. The sun is always there and it wants to shine, so break through the clouds. It's enthusiasm. It's your love for the pose, your love to express yourself now, right now, in the next few breaths. You don't have time. It's got to happen now, right now. Breathe out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Right toes to the left side of the room. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Drop your right arm by your side. Cow face bind. Connect your hands mid-back. Use a strap if you got to. Press your feet in the floor. Breathe in. Forward bend. Get excited about placing your feet with intention. So feet on 12 o'clock. Come on, look. Look at your feet. Look at them. Press your big toe mounds in the ground. Watch your inner ankles. Go ahead, look at one foot. If you watch it and study it. Press your big toe mound down on that foot, both feet, and then just watch how the inner ankle rotates back a little bit. Did you see it? Some of you aren't even looking. Wake up. Wake up to your teacher's voice. It's one of the easiest things to tune into. I mean, especially if you like your teacher just a little bit, and you do like me, you show up to my class all the time, so stand up. Keep your bind. Point your right toes to the front of the studio. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Breathe in. Fold forward. This is what we train assistants. You know, when we train assistants, we train them to listen to the teacher's voice, and then the teacher's voice and the assistant becomes one. So the assistant is basically the physical expression of the teacher's voice. You know, and I say, spread out your toes. The assistant goes right over to the student's toes and spreads the toes. And what is that? That's just relaying or pulling the brain energy down into the feet. It's creating a tension in your feet. Twist to the right. Twisting triangle. An enthusiastic twisting triangle. Different than the lame twisting triangle you can get caught in. Five, without intention. Four, three, two, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. I tell you, practicing without intention is it's like a waste of time. Left foot forward, warrior one. Well, not a waste of time. Warrior two, straighten your legs, triangle pose. Not a good use of time, though. Every moment matters. Stay in. Fill your space. And try this on, right? So you're in a pose right now. I want you to be in a distinctly different pose 4 breaths from now. A supercharged expression of the pose you're in now. Come on, eyes steady. Eyes steady. You don't go anywhere unless the eyes are clear and steady. Breathe out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your left toes to the right side of the room. Arms go up. Left arm down. Bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Fold forward. Love connecting with your feet. Place your feet with intention. Bring your hips forward. Relax your jaw. Bring love to your shoulders. So tighten the bind, but then relax. No excess tension in the shoulders. No tension in your jaw. Keep your lips soft. So, Bob, you bring your feet in a little bit. You have no stability. Even a little closer. Even a little closer. You have shoulder injuries. You work with the binds. Do that. Yeah. Press your feet in the mat. Stand up. Pyramid pose. Create a great foundation. Breathe in. Forward bend. Enroll each toe, enroll each muscle of each foot. Lengthen the left side of your lateral body, between the left hip and your left armpit. Get longer. Twist to the left. Drop your hands to your mat, twisting triangle. Five. Four. See how you're leaning over here? Get it even. Three, yeah. Two. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. High plank, lower to your mat, three, two, rest you on your mat. Give the other cheek some love. Flip your head. How is it? How the hell are you supposed to stay enthusiastic in your life when you're, you know, trying to pay your bills and you're trying to keep your relationships loving? How are you supposed to stay enthusiastic when you know you're going to die soon? Bring your forehead or chin to your mat. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Breathe out. Inhale, lift your body off your mat. One good way is just to feel your heart muscle. Give it some space so it can expand and contract. Expand and contract. Culture it with ujjayi breath. Five. Pull in. 4, lift your collarbones away from the mat. 3, press the back of your neck to the ceiling. 2, come down to the floor. Bow pose. Bend your knees. Flex your feet, breathe out. Inhale, press your shins to the back of the room. There's a certain feeling that you can tap into from bow pose. It's a breaking with the tension in the chest, a softening of the heart muscle. But it only happens when you want to come out of the pose and you make a commitment to stay in. This is tapas. This is allowing your fire to burn. Come on, Marv. Come on. 5, 4, 3, 2, come on down. Bow pose. Ready, set, and go. Flex your feet and get in there. Get dirty with it. Get in there. Make peace with that point where you want to come out. Get there. And it's really just your intention to relax with it. It's just a feeling. And be with it. 5. Just allow it. Allow it to be there. 4. 3. Recognize the urge to run and just be with it. 2. Come on down. Up dog. Down dog. Camel pose. Drop your knees to the floor. Knees about hip-width distance. You can curl your toes under if you want to. 5. 4. 3. Ground your foundation into your mat. 2. Down dog. Just pause and take that, the experience of having a camel move through your body. A camel pose move through your body. Go ahead, one more, camel. 5. 4. 3. 2. Keep your hands there. Keep them there. Down dog. Bridge pose. It's good if you can give up water between camel and bridge. It's good. You really don't need it. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. I would give it up. Lift your hips off the mat. Every day on your mat, you want to give something up. Even if it's just one, you know, maybe it's like, okay, I was going to drink water, and I'm not going to this time. Just once. Just once. And then you get good at that. You start giving things up every moment in class. You just give it up. Walk your shoulder blades into the midline of your body. A few more counts. Spread your toes, inner ankles to your head. Come back to the floor. All right, wheel pose. Marvin, you want to give something up right now?
Yeah.
What? Good luck. Okay, ready? Set. Bridge pose or wheel pose? Come up. Marvin, if you want to give up thinking, what do you have to give?
Breathing.
Breathing, yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, come on down. That was good. You want to give something up, Margo?
Yeah.
What do you want to give up?
Fear.
You want to give up fear?
Yeah.
Good luck with that one, too. You want to give something else up? You can't give up fear. Fear is going to be there. What can you give up around fear, Margot? Resistance to fear? Can you give up resistance to fear? You can give up some reactivity to fear. You want to do that? You want to give up reactivity to fear? Okay. All right, ready? I want you to get enthused about this, you know? Okay, ready, set, go. Yeah, you have an opportunity to give something up and to put something in that wasn't here. Just you clear the space and then you put something in that wasn't here in the space. 5, 4, 3, 2, come down. You want to give something up, Naima?
Yeah.
You do?
Give up worry. Yeah.
I give that up too. Okay, ready? Okay. Ready? Set? So enthusiastically, without worry, wheel. Go ahead. A worry-free wheel. That you got what you need to give everything you got. So you give up, I don't have enough. And then you put in, I have everything I need. It's mental asana. Mental asana. Okay, come down. All right. Anala, do you want to give something up? You want to give up God? It's a risky one. This is good work. I feel it. What do you want to give up? You have nothing to give up, do you? You want to give up anger? Okay. Okay. You can let go of anger. Give it up. All right, let's do it. Does anyone else need to let go of anger right now? Yes, I do. Okay. Ready? Set? Okay, anger free. Come up. And you know what? Maybe there's anger there, but it's just not identifying with it. It's moving through you. It's moving through you. 5, 4, 3, 2, come on down. It takes some work to investigate what's there, to investigate. You want to give something up, Bert? You don't want to give it up, but you will. That's more like it. What are you going to give up?
I'll give up counting to three to go up after you say go up.
Oh, that is fucking great. That's doing the work, man. That's great. Good job. So he's going to give up counting to three after I say go up. That's awesome, Bert. All right. Do you see how many people support you when you do your work? All right, ready, set, go. That's good, Bert. That's good. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to the mat. All right. Okay, we have time for one more. One more. Does anyone have anything burning inside of them that they want to give up? I knew it. I knew it. What do you want to give up, Ann?
Using my feet as an excuse.
Why? Because you had some medical stuff with your feet?
I have joint replacement.
Yeah, joint replacement.
So everybody knows that.
See, now you look better. You see, now you look better. Good thing. Okay, you want to give up that your feet are an excuse for... That's so good. All right, Ann. See? Isn't it so cute how when we're honest and we're seeing that people support us in our endeavors to be great? Okay, let's support Ann's feet. Because her feet are telling her lies. Ready? We see you, feet. Set and go. Everything you got. Empty your cup. Empty. Clear your space. This is your moment of truth right now. Your heart. Talking about being in your heart. The body will follow when the heart's open. When your vision's clear, the body will just move to that point. 5, press into the earth. And find your nature. 4, 3, press into the earth. 2, bring your chin to your chest, come back to the mat. Good. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Butterfly pose. Close your eyes. Space clear. Good earth. Just let the breath flow, let the air come in. Let the body experience bliss. Being empty and full at the same time. You got to declare what you give up. Just like you are intentional about clearing the space through your shoulders and your hips through asana, whether you journal, meditate, declare what you're going to give up, be clear with yourself. I mean, being clear with your intention around others is powerful. But you first have to be clear with yourself. And you don't have to think about this now. You never have to think about it. If you practice wholeheartedly, you know, with enthusiasm, you remember why you're here. I mean, you have a healthy body. Out of the 8 billion people on the planet, you have one of the healthiest bodies. Can you imagine that on the whole planet? Tap into its potential. Straighten your legs. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Breathe in. Empty out. Huge in breath. Huge out breath. Massive in breath. Get it out. Squeeze your knees into your body. Rock from side to side. The deeper work you do from asana practice. I mean, you get invested in a community and you show up 3-4 times a week. And all of a sudden you become more interested with yourself. You become more self-aware. And you realize that there has to be a look into the body. Not just at the surface of the skin and practicing alignment. It's a good beginning. Dead bug. But to begin meditating. And the meditation begins in the asana when you bring in an intention to flow and to give whatever's in your way, to give up whatever's in your way. I get on the mat every day as a teacher and as a student. Not every day as a teacher, but mostly every day as a student. And for me to have the practice that I want, to have my practice, I have to, whether it's utter something to myself inside, like this is what I'm going to do today and this is who I'm going to be. Otherwise, I'll practice in default. Or if I tell Naima, I'm like, Naima, don't let me off the hook. If you see me getting out of poses early, call me out. You know, that type of intention. Let go of your feet. Squeeze your knees into your body. Grab under your thighs, rock and roll. Cross your ankles, down dog. Half pigeon, right side. You know, you don't always have people around you supporting you to keep you on the ball. You have to do that for yourself. You call yourself out. You have to tell on yourself. You're the guru. You're the one who pulls you out of the darkness and brings you into light. You see. You study. The practice is just to watch your feet. Place your feet mindfully. Place your joint systems mindfully. Organize the body and the asana with intention. That's first. Be self-aware, physically aware of your body. Close your eyes and look at the back of your forehead or at the back of your eyelids. But look. And when you look, yeah, you're looking sensually. And you're looking on a cellular level too. Meaning it's a kinesthetic look. You're feeling. And having this feeling be almost a vision, an experience of the body. The feeling is so deep in your feet that you can experience the proprioception of your feet. You don't have to look, but your back foot's on 12 o'clock. And you can feel that. And sometimes you have to look. About 10 counts. And be still so you can see. What do you have to give up? Maybe you have to give up holding your breath, and then you put in deliberate breathing. Maybe you have to give up holding your jaw tight, and you put in intentionally relaxing your jaw. Maybe you give up finishing your practice on default, and then put in enthusiasm at the end of your practice. The love for this moment, to give everything you have this moment. The looking in, the shift inward is essential to give this stuff up. Whatever is in your way, you give it up. Recognizing what's in your way. But 10 more counts. Get rid of any tension in your hands. You don't want to have fists. Just a few more counts. Some clearing exhalations. Clear. Down dog. Half pigeon, left side. So look at the pose, alignment, front thigh bone is parallel to the left side of your mat. So recognize if there is misalignment and then take the corrective action. This is the first step to look. This is the first step in meditating. Or it's the first step that I've been working with, the system of when I take myself out, when I get into the space of worry, or I get into my default excuse of why I'm not experiencing things the way I want to experience them. Whatever I have in my way. You first have to look. The acronym is the RAIN system. The first thing you do is recognize. You look like, oh, I'm angry, or anger's moving through me, or I'm playing that card again. You know, it's my injury or my handicap. That's, you know, you recognize it. Oh, I'm doing that again. And then you just allow it. You allow. A is allow. You allow it. Usually you don't allow it. Usually you fight it. Or you buy into it deeply. And you stop moving forward. So you first recognize it. You see it. Then you allow it. You allow it. You allow the discomfort. You allow the intensity to be there. About 5 more breaths. And you're investigating, right? As you allow it, you sit and you investigate. And you start connecting the dots. You see it. Well, my intention is not to be angry. That's not my choice. And you just see it. You investigate. Why is that happening? Why? And you know why. Maybe it's because things aren't turning out the way you want them to. Or you want someone to be a certain way. You investigate. And then you nurture. You nurture it. You tell yourself it's okay to feel like that. It's okay to have this experience. It's not wrong. See, usually you'll just take yourself out at that point. If you even make it to that point, you wouldn't even make it to that point. You'd be stuck at... You wouldn't even... This is the great thing. The moment you begin to just look and recognize and allow things to be as they are, you've begun your path and creating space and creating a new space where growth is possible. It really works. That system really works. Double pigeon. Hey, create your foundation. Now look at what you're doing. Recognize what you're doing from the pose you were just in to this pose. And see all the little excess movements you take. That's not the practice. You allow it, and then you investigate. Just know you can't hide. When you're not in gear, it's obvious. And it's not just to me, it's to everybody in your life. They're not going to call you out for it, though. You have to do it. That's what love is. You fix it. Come on, Marvin, stop fixing your hair. It looks great. Like, really, you guys, learn from each other. Listen to what's going on in the room. Come out of your head. Be a leader. Deep breathing. Be still. Be still. You sit up. Seated forward, Ben. Other side. Recognize when you fall asleep as a teacher. Allow it. Investigate why it's happening. It's okay, Brandon, no big deal. You know, I get feedback from Naima. She goes, you know, you forget the second side of pigeon a lot. And I go, I know. And then I get really upset with myself when I forget. And this is the work that I have to do, is not get upset with myself, just allow it, look for why it's happened, and then begin again. That's all. This is universal, you know, us getting caught up in our life, whether it's with our spouse or our loved ones, our parents, our kids, our jobs, our yoga practice. You're always going to get caught in a snare, always. And how do you get out of it? How do you get out of that and resume your practice? Sometimes I feel like there's no way of getting out of this. I just got to let this anger burn its way through. Let it burn a hole in my gut. And you don't have, you can just drop it and give it up. It takes practice. It's not lip service. Sit up. Straighten your legs out in front of you. Paschimottanasana. Long spine. Breathe in. Forward bend. Drop your head to your shins or your knees. And breathe deep. Breathe deep. Come on, breathe deep. Just some intentional in-breaths into the big sheets of muscle in your back body. The tension will just live there. And it'll begin to devour you. The back muscles will get tighter and tighter and tighter, and you'll begin to have the shoulders roll forward. Collapse on yourself. Stretch those big muscles out. Breathe into them. Sit up, inverted tabletop. Notice if your hands are cupping, and give that up and press your knuckles down into the mat. Okay, firm up your tricep muscles. Bring your shoulder blades deeper into the center line of your body. 5, 4, lift your pubic bone to your navel. 3, pull your belly towards your spine. 2, bring your bum to the mat. Scoot up to the front of your mat. Lay on your back. Put a block underneath your butt. Straighten your legs up to the ceiling. Gaze at your feet. Daily work in asana inspires the body to look deeper into itself, to practice inquiry, to begin to have the tools to connect the dots. The first tool to connect the dots in existence is just witnessing your physical body move to point to point, developing some knowledge of the biomechanics of the body, and practicing asana. Then you take your practice off the mat and you do deeper contemplative work. You start looking, maybe journaling. This is the investigative work I'm talking about in RAIN, in the RAIN process of discovering what's in your space, so you can give up whatever's in your space. And all the work, you'll begin to see what's in your space is, like the things that's in my space a lot is I'm not good enough. You know, and I look deep into my life. You know, and you look, why is it? Do you tell yourself you're not good enough all the time? I've told you why, yeah? You can bring your knees to your forehead if you want to, or plow pose. We'll hang out here for a little while. You see, if I forget a yoga pose, or anything in life where, you know, I've made a mistake or I dropped the ball, that comes up for me. I'm not good enough. And I have to give that up. And I have to put in, act with courageousness, or act with loving kindness, or have self-acceptance. You're great. You can bring your knees by your ears. You know, as a little kid, my dad had a karate studio downstairs, and it was a pretty big karate school, and my sister and I took classes. We started when we were six or seven years old. And I remember my first test where I went up and got my stripe on my belt. And the stripes are a new belt. And my sister went up before me. My sister's a year older than me. And my sister got a green stripe on her belt. He says, congratulations, you got promoted to 15th Q. And then it was my turn. I went up. You know, my sister got a stripe around the left side of her belt, and she got a stripe around the right side of her belt. And then it was my turn to go up, and I only got one stripe around my belt. And it broke my heart. And I remember from that moment on, I used to tell myself, well, I'm not as good as my sister. And that's lived inside of me since I've been 6 years old, and it runs my life. It's my master. I'm not good enough. Well, it was my master. Take your block out of the way. Bring your butt to the floor. Bring your knees in your body. Straighten your left leg down the mat. Supine twist to the right. Come back to center. Supine twist to the left. Come back to center, Shavasana. Do you want to scoot up a little bit?
Yeah.
Look inside of your head and listen outside of your head. Like, really, look. Watch this. Watch witnessing. Watch watching. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Roll over onto your right side, curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed, sit up. Bring your hands to your heart center. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Breathe in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good job. Nice work. Nice work. Good work. All right. Love your day. You have a good body and get some water, a good gallon of water. And I don't know. Oh, enjoy the rain. Oh, enjoy the rain. I'll see you soon. If anyone of your questions, just come up here and ask me. Don't slip and put your blocks away. You know the drill. I'll see you soon. Take care. You're welcome.